Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2006. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner located at Pod 532 on the Pavilion floor, including mini talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities.
Good afternoon, folks. Good afternoon. Welcome to the 12:30 presentation at the Java.net Community Corner. This talk will be about 8 years of DF Jugs, a vision. It'll be presented by Daniel De Oliveira. Daniel, mic is yours.
Well, my name is Daniel, and I am a Jug leader, and also a Java champion. Well, our agenda is very simple, just 8 slides, very fast, and we started 8 years ago, in February 98, with 5 persons, just 5 persons. It's amazing because we are today, doing a lot of work. We are official member, we have our accessibility stamp, so we work with deaf and blind, we train deaf and blind how to program in Java. We have our own headquarters, and we are our OCIP, in Portuguese, is Organization for Public Interest. This is the photos of our coordinators, the responsible, the core group of our team. And we'll start talking about what we have been doing during these 8 years. One is, well, these numbers are from last year. I write twice a week a newsletter. And last year we sent 1,004,000 emails. What you offer? Certification announcements, courses from our group and from partners, and employment. It's very important because people offer it, and we for free, we resend them. It's amazing. I found yesterday a guy here who thanked me because we printed his offering Java for a developer, and he received 300 submissions for just one offering. Last year we finished with 9,200 members, and now we are 9,700, just 5 months. We are growing at the rate of 6 new members every day. Well, training. Training for us is very important because we started our user group exactly training persons. The first idea was not to be a user group, just train people how to work on Java. And now we have 17 different courses on the Java platform, not exactly for free, but for a very small fee. And all courses is 10% of a regular course. And all of our courses are made by a volunteer, a certified volunteer. Last year we run 12 courses in 6 months. This number was the end of the year. 6 months we trained in more than 7,000 hours. 200 students for training. Books. We are very proud of this because books is important for us. These are books with our label. So we invite people to write Java books about any subject on the platform, and we help them to go to the printing. We have 10 books now with our The next one will be in 2 months about J2ME. We are very proud also the work we have been doing during these 8 years. And this is the first group of death that we trained on Java. All of them now are professionals receiving regular salaries as Java developers. During this time, we have helped more than 200 people, blind, deaf, and handicapped. Other things that we have been doing is our Java National Research. With the help of the 42 Java user groups in the country, we run every year the National Java Survey. And the age, area where they are working, IDEs, etc., etc., etc. So the idea, the general idea is to map the Java in our country. Here I have some examples, like, for example, in 2001, the average of salary of age was 45%, 25 to 35 years. And during these years, we have now seen that the age is down. So new people is arriving, new blood is entering in the Java community. Maybe this was old programmers on other languages just turned to Java. And now this is people from universities, schools. Another example is what they are doing. And the graph showed that more than 50% of people is working on internet. We have other applications on the platform, but mainly the people is working on internet. What IDE they are using? It's amazing this, because in 2001, JBuilder was the champion. And now we can see that Eclipse. We are supposing that for this year we have now we have news information about NetBeans and etc. So we are very excited to have the new data for this year. Also, certification. It's interesting because 80% of the people don't have certification. We train them, we invited, in our meetings, monthly meetings, we talk about certification, how important it is for their careers. But there is a problem. The Java certification test is in English. And it's not so easy for the people to pass the test. Well, you can tell. You can try to make in Japanese, but it's not so easy also. Gender. For us, it's horrible, because only 8% of the people, the developers, are the girls. I know that all over the world is the same, unfortunately. And we are trying hard to move this. But as you can see in the graphics, that every year the number is slow. No good. We have a Java forum for discussion, technical discussions, and Ribena. I will be talking about Ribena tomorrow, more specifically. But it was amazing. I These two persons work in my team. She, Fernanda, is blind, and she is a system analyst. And Clasio is one of our Java programmers that we have been, we have trained, and he is deaf. And what I call as a historical encounter was very amazing because Fernando went to the water sink to drink water. And when she returned, she bumped into Clasio. Normal. Every day it occurs in our companies. But it was amazing because at the same time that they bumped, Fernanda said, "Excuse me, but he's deaf. He didn't hear her." At the same time, I saw he made the sign language sign for "excuse me," but she is blind. She didn't saw the sign. So it was necessary to me to intercede. This is a very big problem for us because we have in our country 5 million deaf and 16 million blinds. So 22 million persons would need help. And they work on computers. They are programmers, analysts. So we started the Ribena, what do you prefer? It's a very simple device based on J2ME that you can talk to an operator. And as I know that you are calling mobile for deaf, I change it to a transformation model. It's a very, very simple program we made. Go to the dictionary of the sign language. For us, it's Libras. For Libras is Brazilian sign language. Here you have the ASL, the American Sign Language, or British Sign Language, and so on. So we look for the correct sign of the speaking word. And then we send to the deaf. And he received in sign language. I will be showing tomorrow more deeply. This program was based on all in volunteer work, just in the nights, weekends, and holidays. Lots of deaf and blinds working on the software. Again, it's J2ME. And for us, last year in November, the first national operator started offering this service. Why in sign language? First, because it's a law in the country. And second, because we have 5 million deaf. Well, another part of our group is our monthly annual events. Every time we have a translator, and he is also a translator and a Java developer, so he knew the signs, Java signs we have created. And lots of funny work we have been doing during this time. Okay. Well, during this 8 years, we have gathered several partners. We have made a lot of work, yes, we have made, but we are supported by several companies that believe in our work, and they support our work. So I would like to say just obrigado. Thank you. Yes. really?
Daniel, thank you, Daniel. That was an excellent overview of the Distrito Federal Jug in Brasilia, Brazil. Excellent work that's been going on there. The next mini talk will be at 1 o'clock, and it will feature semantic service-oriented architecture with Sam Chance.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Come visit us at Pod 532 on the pavilion floor and check out our website at jnpodcasts.dev.java.net, where you'll find show notes and a feed for all our Java 1 2006 podcasts.